They'll catch it,
mm-hmm.
see? And then you can save them that way.
Yeah. If you were drowning, what would you say? You'd say?
You wouldn't mumble. I don't know what can you say. Save me.
Uh-huh. Save me, or you might say, oh, I need
help.
Mm-hmm. If you decided not to eat something, you'd say, I don't
want it.
If food has been cooked and warmed over a second time, you say it has been...
I don't know what I'd say, but if I wouldn't warm it over the second time, I'd say I don't want this.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. Or else it'll be stale or something like that. I can't eat it or something like that.
You might say, I don't want none of those... what would you call this food? You'd say, I don't want any, would you call it warmed over food? You might call it.
You ought to call it stale food if it's been too length of time, you see.
Yeah. If you were eating something, you would put it in your mouth and begin to, you would have to, to eat something so that for good digestion, you'd have to...
I don't know, to eat anything that hurt you or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat anything that hurt you,
well,
you'd have to take something that will cause it to either help you or something like that.
Yeah.
But it all... So many different things you could say for that.
Mm-hmm. But maybe grits or something you could eat, you know, without doing this to it. But meat, you would have to, something like meat that's kind of tough, you'd have to...
Meat that's kind of tough, you just have to cook it a long time because it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
You have to cook it a long time.
Yeah.
Yes. But if it's not tough, well, it won't take long to cook meat. But meat you have to cook a long time, and that's called tough meat.
Yeah. And when you put it in your mouth, if it were a little tough, you would have to mash it up or...
Before you put in any kind of tough meat that would be good, you grind it.
Mm-hmm.
And we ground meat.
Yeah.
That'd be better for you.
Uh-huh.
You see, because it'll be ground.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't want to, but like maybe a small child, you might tell him, don't eat that so fast. Take time to...
That's right.
You might say, you don't want to eat that so fast. Take time to chew it. And what would you call it after you chew it up? You would,
after you chew it up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call it after you chew it up.
Just simply,
just swallow it, that's all.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a kind of pudding made out of cornmeal and water? Something, you might call it cornmeal, or... If it were made out of cornmeal and milk?
Milk? A pudding? Made out of cornmeal and milk?
Mm-hmm. Milk?
I ain't never made out of that, but I don't know. But I don't know what... Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a small place near your house where you might grow vegetables?
Mm-hmm.
A small place where you might grow vegetables?
Grow vegetables.
Uh-huh.
But not in the house, now.
Mm-hmm. Not in the house.
Do you grow vegetables in the house?
Oh, no.
No.
You might...